Nun Chazara holding by the sugya of Tzli. We said there are four ways of transferring Tam, Kavu, Shbishul, Tzli, and Mlicha. Holding by the third level, the level of Tzli over here. First, what is Tzli? So Tzli means the process of heating food through the act of heat, not through water. Shbishul is water, Tzli means with heat. Therefore, either you have a case of roasting or barbecue, that's one way. You have a case of a patio with no liquid inside, it's Tzli Kader, also the case of Tzli over here. Or, it says Ramon Sefei Afia, baking is also for the heat of the oven, the getter of the plum of Tzli. How much is Bishul? The word the Beis Yosef is in Ma'at Mayim. A little bit of water, that's Bishul, otherwise, the getter of Tzli. And the makor for the Tzli being different than Bishul, before Shigmon Daf Tzadikov on Beis, the Mishnah over there says, you have a getter nosh, you cook something inside by Bishul and Shishim. Masha Enkein, by case of Tzli, says Shmuel, Kaila fa'uchel ad shemigia legit. Kaila fa'uchel. Now, what does that mean? So the Beis Yosef explains three different mahalchim among the Rishonim. Either Tosef says, it says kol v'oichel, but doesn't mean mamish anagid. You have a Mishnah psachim daf ayin heim beis. The Mishnah there says you need a case of natilo. The second mahalchim being zan for the Rashba, that the ikah locha is klipa, we want to be choshish deraisa, but inside a case of natilo. A third mahalchim being zan for the Rambam, the pasha of the sugya, they eat mamish kol v'oichel ad shemigil agir. Three mahalchim of what the Gemara means, Shmuel. The sugya is mamshach, brings down Rahuna. Rahuna said, by the case of you, who roasted the gdi with its chabar, with its chaylim, lochid, afilu merosh, uzna is osir. The whole entire animal is osir. So, why do we have kilb oichal ab ach megil agid? And here, afilu merosh, uzna. And my answer is, shani chaylim dimafafaya. A permeate goes through the whole entire piece over here. Also, says Beis Yosef, the three different mahalchim among the Rishonim. Either the loch is, like the Rambam says, a gedur shishim, like Bishul. Or the Ra'ah says like Bishul, even worse than Bishul, because it does not permeate evenly, and therefore it might have packets over here, and therefore it's always Asar. Or the Rashba says it's like the Amos Shishim, but he puts the Mishnah by the case of Sochim, by the case over here, the Halacha is Shishim, and you need to get him the Tilo. That's the second level of the Gemara. The third thing the Beis Yosef brings down, the Gemara is Mamshech, this of Yechon, the same Halacha that you did at Tzli with the Tzchalboy, and I'm going to say Halacha is Afim Mosh Osnai, so Rabbi Yechon, Halacha is Kalev Oichel Ad Shemigil Chalboy. Of one verse of Yechon, more again has three different tools. Either it's chil between a case of chelat kachosh version shaming, or secondary it's the kulil bechalbo, the kidney with its membrane will get the success, or the third tariot is tomel kilchav ilfis, the idea of timus akum which we read in some tzadiches. Now the main tariot we get to us is the first tariot of kachosh is different. What's the side of kachosh? Tosfos has two mahalchim over here. Either means that a case of kachosh would not be mefapeya. Tosfos speaks that also gives not mefapeya. Well, the second tariff Tosfos says there is mefafeya, but we always know that since it's kachosh, there's only a little bit of chelav over here, and therefore there'll be a case of shishim. Ad kan the Beis Yosef being down the sugya, three levels, three mahalchim in each level over here. Building upon them, once you start with the sugya, kam aloch l'maisel. The mechaber goes that there's a chil between the case of kachosh and shomim in the parsha of the sugya, and therefore sifdal is aloch of kachosh, and sif hey is aloch of shomim. Aloch of kachosh sifdalid comes out really on the page of three different mahalchim had a paskin. The Mechaber starts with saying, the loch is, by case of kochosh, the loch is not going to be mefafeya. The first teretz of Tosfos is not mefafeya at all. However, the loch is, you need netilo. Like Tosfos, the Rashi, which kochosh, need a loch of netilo here, not like the Rambam, the loch is netilo. The Mechaber speaks out three cases, whether it's a case of cham becham, whether it's a case of the gid over here, or the case of chutz l'roitiv, it brings down the gears of Rashi and the Ri, which is not a sugyo, shalotaz and Shach had to explain over what it means over here. Basically, said of Tzli that's kochosh, or the case of Gid, loch is the tilo. First shito. Second, Kamal Gramo, the Goyshari Tura, he says, we'll see in Sefer, the loch by Shomain is going to be Shishim and the tilo. Therefore, Eidon Bekirim, the loch is going to be Mach Mashai, Shishim and the tilo. That's by Aaron Hunger by the case of kochosh. Eidon Bekirim, loch in all. He does say, however, Vade kochosh, the loch will be back to Me'ikah did of the tilo. And what that means, the pasha means even case to right, so we'll get to the kolam, that means dafka by case to abundant, you can't be make, that's the minig. Now this halacha that we're saying to be machmer, when Einu Lebekiyim speaks of the Taz, but the Gemara says, by Gid, the halacha is killed by Oichel Ad Shemigiyah Legid. So he's saying the halacha is avada chut megid, avada by Gid, avada person is the maisa, we're going to be making for it. Because that's the Mephorosh Sugi over there. The third, A third sheet over here, Kamal Mataz, being on the Shai 2, and says, Shishim is Me'ikar Adin, second territory of Tosfos, as you need Shishim, we assume you have Shishim in case of Chalim. The Mashal says that's ikal locha. Void ends of the taz in the bikiyim. That means locha by kochesh on the page. You have three shitas. Either the lomchaber says it's nitila, the shardua says it's shishim midinoi, and the moshe says in the goy shardua it's a locha shishim v'netila. Why? That's in the bikiyim. Three different studies this over here. Now, speak to the shachal veil. We're saying to be machmir the case of gid. That's the pasuk of the Mishnah, but Ma'aseh Gemara speaks out further. It says, "Ein gidim noisim tam." So, what's mean over here by gid? The loch means the shamnunis of the gid over here. Shamnunis. Void of kamum kivegin says, even though we pass the loch as netilo, we'll have over here four different times that sleeves be a case of klipo. One time we've been examined, the loch is by the case of you have hagvino touching hafoser. For some odd reason, we know with vaday abaki. They'll only come out the case of klipa. The sugya in them simen sagdal. We'll get to what the reason is. The loch is be the case of klipa. That's sif dalit. So if it's a sugya of something that shamnunis has shamin, very fatty over there. That means you have a fatty animal. It's fatty chelov. You have a lean animal. That's kochush. The chelov itself is very lean over here. A couple of the mechabits in this case, how do we paskin? The loch is shishim and etila. Make a den uchach for the rash b'shito. And even though the shach nizam mashal says anyone who says shishim etila is exil. One that's too close by sleep. The Maestro, the Shach says, no, all the Paiskim can mind them for some. They go like the Mechabal where the Mom Sokhlas this way. The Loch is by Shaman, the Shishim, and the Tila. Why do you need the Tila for? Says the Taz, bring down the Rajbo, because based upon the Sugyo and the Ein Heim Sochim, that the place where it is attached to Mamish is being blamed more from it. And therefore we need Shishim and the Tila over here. Now let's say you do not know where the Tila is. Come along with Kiveger. It brings down the Pichodesh, as it really depends on the case of Kochosh or Shomim. Pichodesh want time if it's Kochosh, the loch is, Midina you need a Tila, therefore it's also. Mash Enkin, Shom is only a Chumrah, therefore by case of Shom, a person can be Mekel if you do not know where it is. The Maestri, Kamon Kivagin, says it's not to be Machalik. He said by the case of Kochosh, also can be Mekel, why it's Bata Beroy, so you're Bittul. You have to do the Klamon, Simon Koftes, obviously. But loch is Bittul Beroy. And he also, Pichodesh agrees by case of Shomim, it says only chumah deva person can be mekel. Ke'inze come on the pesach shuvah. The example is sekondin aleph. Let's say you had this case where there wasn't a tila that you need. You knew where it was. But let's say you got cooked together. You do not know if you have shishim. You do not have shishim against it. So the gnai have to ask you everything over here. It says the pesach shuvah according to the pirim gadol from the shemar akeach. Since the whole idea of the tila is a chumah ba'alma to ask you everything we're not coming to do, and therefore gam the rash which says shishim atila, we can look upon rak midin chumah shivoy. Not make a din, and therefore can we make it when he cooked it? So we have two coolers in Shamin over here. That the Natila is the Chumrah, and therefore, number one, everyone agrees we do not know what it is, it can be makel. And number two, if you cook with it, we're not going to come to ask everything in the Shishim versus Natila over here. Now, the Ramah Halach is that Inu Mekim, that's what he brings down, Machm over here, it's a fey. Now just go through the Klom, we'll come to that Inu Mekim, build upon what the Kivegi says on Siftes. On Siftes, last week, Egg has 12 Dumosa. He has four lines. And then very important four lines. All Bechinas ask the question, the gate Smicha. The four lines, the gate Sli and Licha. The gate also focus on Sli. What comes out very simple. First, you have to know this is Issa Deraisa, and this is Issa Derabonon. And each case, you have two different serum over here. By Deraisa, you have a case of Shomein. You have a case of Srach Shamunis. You have a case of Kochosh, Vada Kochosh. Same thing by Derabonon, you have also three levels. You have Shamunis, Srach Shamunis, and a case of Vada Kochosh. Go through each one. By case of the Raisa when Shomim, that's the Rajbo, the Loch we paskin, Shishim and Atila. Very simple. When's the case of Srach Shamnunis? That's a little bit of Mavucha and Kiveger. He brings out when we get to Malicha, but there will certainly paskin by Srach Shamnunis in this behalf to Mubo, you can't be Mekel. The only case of Klipo. Devah Pichas, you can say the same thing over here. When it's a Srach Shamnunis by the Raisa, the Loch will only be a case of Atila. He does point out, maybe Malicha is a drop better than the case of Sli. Because by Malicha, the Locha is, the reason why we make all, we have a tzir for the Rav Yoshito, the Rosh Hashito, that Malicha is better than the case of Sli. That Locha is always the case of Klipo. Even when Shamin. So therefore, maybe by Srach Shamnus, since that those say even Shamnus itself is Klipo, therefore Srach Shamnus will be make behef to Rubo. Mash Enke with Sli will not be that way. Therefore, there are two Kivegas, one after another. One time he wants to be Machmer, other time he ends up with Dina Tzorchli. So it's not a clear what the loch is by Srach Shamnunis can be Mekel, they have to move on. The Maisa. Sorry? The Melicha. Melicha. Some Kiwega. Is that a Raya? It's a Dakum Melicha. What's the loch by Tzli? The Maisa, the Svarim, the Bada Shulchan or Chazanish or others, they say that even by Tzli. Kiwega, one time he's Maisa by us, he's Machmer by, he's sent to be Machmer, one time he's a Tzorachian. Third level is case of vada kochosh. What's halacha? So mosad vada kochosh, you can be mekel. What's Rama's case in siftes? His case is chomesh bepesach. That's the case of deraisa. The shachar speaks out. Agam the Rama's case of deraisa. That's midinoi. However, the minik is to be machmer, and therefore we are machmer unless the case of hefsikas. That means the shachar is going to base enter zayin brings down the loch is agam the Rama's case is deraisa. Still, that's midinoi. However, the minik is to be machmer unless the case of hefsikas. That means the get to deraisa is supposed to be levels. When it's a case of shomein, it'll be the loch is osir shish metila. Srach from nus loba mabuch among the achrayim. Kireges enter ludina tzarachim. When it's a case of what?
Understanding
only has to move on. Right, correct. And when it's vada kochush, lochit only has to ksas, that's a minig. Negated the rabbanons. So by shaman is the same aloha, the loch is shishim and atila. But the case of strach shemunus here, Kiragi seems to agree, the loch is, would be only a case of atila by hefse muba. By case of vada kochush, that's by some ramon, the minig, the loch is a case of only in atila. The loch will only in atila. It's a very, the Mechav is mamshich with the idea of heta be mafata the iser. Biadavar, the aloch is by kochish is only case in the tilo. By shomin, the aloch is shishim. What happens when the iser is kochish? Can the heta that is shomin mefatim and give the koich of its fattiness into this thing that's iser? And then draw out of it from the kochish, the iser, into it and make it be as if it's fatty and give the koiches of its shomin and be a get of shishim? That's the shaila here. It's the heta being mafata the iser give the koyach of being shomim. Now, to be clear, there are three times Laloch has brought down this concept. In the Shulchan Aruch, once it's sefei, once it's sefzayin, and once it's seftes. Sefei by the sugya of tzli. Is the case can be the iser mafata the heter? So the heter mafata the iser being shomim. The second time is it's sefzayin. Laloch and sefzayin is by an iser kochosh when it's a balua will not go out at all. Mashenkin Shom will go out in case of Shishim. And then we have the Lochan Tziftes, also the case of Kochush, only the Klipa. Case of Shom is Shishim, with the Het Mephat and Isser. Three different times it brought down. Hey, Vav and Zayin. And among the Pesach, there will be four different Shishas, how to compare the three cases over here. What's the Loch in these cases? So start first the case of Tzli. Come on to Beis Yosef, and he says the Torah Maisa come on to be Machmud by the case of Tzli. The idea is from Mephata, the Het to the Isser. The Ma'amokim says the Beis Yosef is from the Sugya of Reichel, which we did not learn yet. We're going to start off next month. Igmar speaks out very clearly in Gmar Psochim, Dav Ein Vov and Beis, that the Heter, Mephat, is to give the Klom of Reichel. Adkan the Beis Yosef. Kamal Vitazim has numerous bayot with the idea comparing the two Sugyas. First, he points out the idea of Reichel, the Loch we paskin, Machlok is Rav and Levi, but B'diyevet, Reichel, La Milso, it's Mutter. How can we ask over here? Void, what is the case of Reichel? Reichel means it's enclosed. Tzli, it could be in the case it's open. It's not a closed way, so we're not discussing the case of Reichel. And even by the Reichel, come along, we shouldn't be asked, I give a klal, in a nesel, yochla asa yosem in the iser. Come along, goes, shayduro, and so we had to have the tshubis hadesh, and then come along, wantayno, no, it's a dim yuchad of Reichel. It's different. Otherwise, back to klal, it's mutter v'dievet. If so, here one asks v'dievet, should be black to klal, in the nesel, yochla asa yosem in the nesel. When he speaks out, the idea of Reichel, he wants to even ask of him to have the sugya of Reichel, the loch will say the same klal by siftes, by mlichel. By mlichel, there's no smell. By tzli, by roasting, there's a smell there. By mlichel, when you saw things, there's no Reichel going on over there. How can you learn out the klal at all from the concept of Reichel there? Lloyd, he points out, by Sezer's kash is sifay versus zayin. The zayin, the Torah did not say that loch will be machmer, that in fact is certain. Not only that, zayin's case again is with a shaman. Is the heter and the iser is inside of it. And still, the heter is not mefata the iser that's kochosh over here. Here, touching one to another, mefata one to another. What's going on over here? So the Tat does bring in the documentation, wants to answer. The sugya over here to be machmas, if A is dark, a case of chelev, that's when in the case of Reichel, by case of chelev. Then also the Tat says, what are you talking about? The whole sugya to compare to Reichel, the Gemara's case of Basar Kochosh, one kasha. Vodi points out that the Torah Mechabah's words are chetichas Basar, not chelev over here. Therefore, the cloud, we say this idea, being the idea of had to be a part of Isser, the words of the Tazi ends off, Ein lo yisoyd ve'ikla klal, ubli in amuke. Felt like a stark loshen. They did not think about what they wrote. There's no more confidence in it, and therefore he's making in all cases. That means in Sifei, Siv Zayin, Siv Tess, Taz holds the mindset's motto. There's no such concept. Sorry? Avadi need a loch of kochosh, but idea of avadi need klipa, for sure. That's poshut, because that's the idea of kochosh. Whatever the kolmar, pent, and by issa blur, you won't need anything. By melech need klipa, by the case of tzli need netilo. But the idea to give it a gedor shomim, the avadna will not give it a gedor shomim. That's what Taz says. That's his shito. What comes out really is that first we have the Torah shito. The Torah holds a loch and sefei, he says to him machmer. It says Zayin Lamaisi left it out, and the Beis Yitzchak is a kasher here. It's a test, Meister, he's down also the head of the Fatim Isser. That means the first and third case, the Mechaber, the Torah being Machmer. The Mechaber, the Meister, he left it out either way in Sev Zayin. And it could be he has a steer Sev Heide versus Sev Zayin. You could say the Meister is Choshvi Machmer in all three cases. Zayin Sev Hei, by the case of Sli. Zayin Sev Zayin, by the case of Isser Blor. And Zayin Sev Test, by the case of Melicho. Maisa, the Shach does say that the fact he left that to you was specific what to do the case of Istanbul by Siv Zayin. The Taz is making one cases. The Shach writes four different times, cites from Yudalit and Yutes and Chav Ches and Kuz and Kez against the Taz, knows to say there's a chil between the case of Tzli versus Melicha, that the Tzli is the case that there's a file here, therefore of Mafatu one to another, and therefore it cannot work by the case of Tzli, Mash'enki not by the case of Melicha. So it comes out, Lalocha, we have the Torah that says it applies to the first and third case, Hey and Tess. We have the Mechab that seems to say applies to Hey and Tess, and maybe even the case of Zayin. We have the Taz says it never works, and we have the Shach that it works in the Sif Hey. The case of Mafat Isla Heter works by the case of Tzli. Now, in the case of Issa Blur, the Kamal Gupaiskim say the Maisa to be Mekel, Vic the one to be Mekel over here. Kamal Gupaiskim wants to say Maisa of a Mogavom and Ochus Pesach, that sounds like to be Mekel only by cases of Rabbonans, not by cases of the Rises. It means Kamal everyone wants to be Mekel and say, favor Issa Blur, except Kivagim being a Mogavom not for Issa, but the Rises of the Maisa, the person has to be Machmer. Fine. After the Shulchan Aruch Sifah, the Sugya of the Togavar. Here we had the same halacha of Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch saying Lal Dafkid by Bishul the Sugya of the Togavar. Even by the case of Tzli, the halacha of the Togavar. Therefore, comes out an afkamino is that usually the halacha by Tzli is if it's kochish it's Nantila. If it's shomim it's shishim. That's Dafkid the bathing is hot. But let's say the bathing is cold. The halacha is always klipa, always klipa. That means again there could be four times we have the halacha of klipa by the case of Tzli. This is the second time we came across already where the Tzli is the halacha of klipa over here. My sister came near me. He took out, he made hot, boiling hot soup. He took it off from the fire and put it on the refrigerator, on the glass thing. At first, you shouldn't do that. It'll crack the glass usually. Or might do that. Don't do that. But the guy did that. He put it there. A couple of hours later, he picked up the pot, boiling hot soup. And so underneath, there was a lot of things stuck to it, a lot of food. That could have been milk, so who knows what. The question was, what happens to get to the food? What's the loch in that case? The answer is, Tatel Gavar, the food mice in the mortar. If it's milk, he's have cash in the pot. It'll be the loch of klip over here. When mice out of food, mice would not be a bayah over here. Why Tatel Gavar?
What was in the pot?
It was boiling hot.
Boiling.
It was a chicken soup, whatever the case was.
That's not fish, that's beneficial.
Again, the two, there's no liquid over here, it's two dry things touching each other.
The
yeah.
Yeah,
when you do that with
a
glass, does that become like
flesh? No, physically it would not go. Right. Yeah. That's Sivav. Siv Zayin is a locha of Issa Blur. Now, Makor with this concept is before Shigmor and Chulin and Dafkav Ches. Shigmor brings down the case of Tipas Cholov. You have a drop of milk that fall on top of a piece of meat over there. The halacha is, let's say you have 20 pieces inside your pot, the tipa fell on top of one of the pieces over here. The halacha is only the piece that fell on top will be also all other 90 pieces, the mice and mutter. Why the cloud of Gemara says, Ein issa blua hoylich mechaticha lechaticha, without any roitiv. One, the blia of one piece will not go to the other piece without the case of roitiv. That's the sugyo. Building upon this, come on the mechaber, and says, you say it over here. We're saying over here by the case of sleep. The halacha is, will go out, but in the case of kachadun shamein, he wants a time that the dafka wins the issa machmas atzmoy. Masha enkein, when the issa belua, the locha will not go out. Now, what's the example of an issa machmas atzmoy? It says the Mechaber two examples. The case of nevela, or chazer. The second case of bosa b'cholov. Bosa b'cholov. We know from Chadigo, there's chabe, it's a mukuf. Aleph, there's an issa machmas atzmoy. Here also, the kasha, the obvious question is, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara's case is when you have a bosa with tibas cholov on top of it, as a ged of a balua, and one asked the other 19 pieces. Yet over here we have the case of Basar B'chalav, or calling it Issamach Masatzmoy. Pasha is against the Gemara. Come on, the Taz and Shach, the Balt is this question. The way the Taz goes from quoting the Yamshu Shleimo, when it says Basar B'chalav, does not mean the Basar Balea Chalav that now touch a third piece. Can't mean that. That's the most case. That Basar Balea Chalav touch a third piece does not go out. It means Basar touching Chalav, Basar touching Gavina. I think when it says the Lashon Gavina, it means Slishaboy. It means Basha touching Gvina, one relative to another, is called an Issamach Masatzmoy. But let's say the Balea the Gvina, now touching a third piece, that's an Issablo. And my Issablo, what's Alacha? If it's Kachosh, the Maisa will not go out. Yom Lushach, and even Maisa disagrees. He sends the Sugya Chatir al Eschabed. We call that a case of Issamach Masatzmoy. I have a Kash, the Gemara by Tibus Cholov. The Gemara is saying it will not go from Tichel to Chatichel without any writer. So you have two Tirotsim. One, he starts up quoting the case of the Bach. Bach Shita will not go out to Aser everything. Will go out to Aser the Tila. Or go out the case of the Tila. Last thing we're saying, will not go out to Aser everything, only Aser the Tila. He might see says that could be Yemes, but he said even better than that. The Gemara, when it says you say, you will not go from piece to piece of Daf before we say this side of Chanan. But once you say this side of Chanan, now we Aser everything. And even though the milk cannot go out, but the Basar is Aser. Once the Basar is Aser, can Aser something else over here. Can Aser the other thing over here. And once also, therefore, the loch is your echanan, you'll need a case to ask everything. And there before chanan, it won't go out. Once you say chanan, we'll ask everything. Like we mentioned last time, we're in the gate of the case where we had a spoon that's fleshy, so one side of your coffee. If it'll go inside your milk, will come along now to ask your mug over here or not. Really depends. Because now, in the milk, you have basar. It's a blur. According to Taz, loch is, it won't go out. It cannot ask your mug. According to Shach, it can. Because the milk can't go there. Agam the boster can, agam the spoon and the bleer cannot go there. So it comes along that can one go without the other, machlokes, taz and shach over here. The maisa, come along the shach, the ends off, agam the klal usually is, by the case of these bleers, the kokshin, chaman, inlum, bekiyim, maisa here, it's a blue over here, the maisa be bakim, give a getter, only the tila. That means even though we're machmer, when boster bleer chalav, but only aser, the tila, and not more than that. That means, is a basar b'chalav touching another piece? Does that have the kula of issa b'lu or not? Machlokes taz and shach pshat in the mechaber. Now, l'alocha, the gate issa b'lu, there are really two cases. The case of kachosh, when it's b'lay inside a piece, and the case of shamein, issa shamein b'lay inside a piece. First, the gate to kachosh, the two main sheetahs over here. One, we have the mechaber, he comes and says, the maisa is not going to answer anything at all. Not going to answer. Where the taz explains, that it's not going to answer, not even a klipa, nothing. Nothing at all. He says, what's the reason? The Gemara's reason, without a case of Reuter. Therefore, it's Mutter totally. Meister comes along the Shach and says, aye, the Meister lets me machmer in the Bekim. We see by Shishim Meister, by Shomay to be machmer. So the Shach of Lach over here is, by a Blur will be a Baki. Blur, we are a case of Baki. He does say, not like the Yam Shlom that says you're always in the case of Shishim. That means we have a machlokes. What the locha by kachosh is by the shach. He says the locha is like the mechaber. The locha is be a case of only the tilo. Sorry, the locha be nothing. Not like the yamshu shloim said the locha is shishim over here. Mash enkei a case of shomein. What's the locha? Come on the mechaber and says by shomein. He says to be machmer. Not the makor of shomein. Read the beisayif by us and sif zayin and more by riches and sif tes. Really, there are three different sheetahs among the Rishonim, what the loch of Shamin that is Shamin is. It will go from Chaticha or not, from Chaticha to Chaticha, without any rative. The Rashba sheetah is, it will go. The Ram sheetah is, it will nice or not go. But the sand on the sheetah is Misubik. Misubik. Loch of Maisa over here in Sev Zayin, we'll get to the steer in Sev Des. Over here in Sev Zayin, Kamal Machab and says, the only time we make by Issa Blua is only by the case of Kachosh. Masha Enkein, by the case of Shomein, will say it will be mafeya mechaticha lechaticha without any roitiv. And how much does the shach? The loch will be a case of shishim. Either loch at Zeftes will get to Zeftes, the Tazikasha, or what the Kuzikasiv wants to answer over there. Now, this idea of saying it's mefafeya, let me just write basic chilik in Issa Blua. By Kochesh, what's halacha? By Kochesh, the Maisa would not go out zero, nothing at all. By Shomein, it goes out the case of shishim. What is milk? Is milk an Issa Kochesh or is milk an Issa Blur? What's milk? Kochesh or Blur? Or some of us might not be Bakis. But Maisa, if you would say, what is it? Is it Kochesh or Shamin? So it says, the Tazi speaks out very clearly. Let's analyze the case. The Mechaber saying was the halacha that's the chilik isim lo isim machmas atzmai. He says the chilik is one other case in the Beilo or Basu Bechalov. Basu Bechalov. Says the Tanan Shach, does that mean is that's blue Bechalov? Because otherwise it will not go out. That means saying Chalov is Isser Kachush. The Gemara is saying that clearly. Because if it's Shomain, it does go out anyway. So we see clearly from the Gemara and the Mechaber that Chalov is Isser Kachush. Isser Kachush. And that's what the Shach speaks out. The Maisa Chalov is Isser Kachush. The Baya, we'll get some Pezayim Bez Hashem in a couple of months. We'll get some Tzadik Beis over there. We see twice. It seems to be that the Rishonim, the place can give a get of Isser Shomain. Isser Shomain. We'll have over in the Shakya a few different tools and some Tzadik Beis why that's so. And that's why the Taz of Yisrael Sorachin. We learn the Sigi over here. It's Chlor Mefurish, the Cholov, the milk, is a case of Isser Kachosh, not the case of Isser Shomain. Now, come on, the Shakya says, even though by Shomain the Loch Isser go out, we say the get of Shishim. But let's say we have a case of Totogavar, and we have a case of Issa Blua, that Shomain, what's the loch in that case? That means the bottom thing is cold, the top thing is hot, and the Issa is only an Issa Blua in that situation. Come on, the Shachan says, the whole reason why we machma is that the make of barley porto, till it cools down, a little amount of time, the pressure, will be belay a little bit. But here the Maisa, since there's a Guva Dova over here, it'll only belay the Guva Dova and not the Issa Shomain that's Blua inside, and therefore will not come out at all. Nothing. That means that by the case of Tato Galar, we'll say it's zero when this Issa Blua that's Shomain. We read Kiv Eger, as Bala Shulam points out, before he argues on this point, it says even in Tato Galar, it's carried by Issa Blua that Shomain, the Maisa will be Machmer. Now, come on, Gamad, it brings down the Sugya of Kalim. By Kalim, we have to realize there are three different cases in the Gerat to Kalim. There's a Kli that's Blei Isser, or even Heter, that's touching Oichel. There's the other way around, that's Kli that is. Wants to be Balea and Issa Blua from Eichel. There's a case of Kli Likli. Three cases, Eichel to Kli, Kli to Eichel, and Kli Likli. Three different cases floating around in the end of the Sif Zayin over here. The first case, the Kli that's Balea Isser, or the place may be clear, even if it's Balea Basser and you put a Cholov on top, same idea. Does it go out or not? Because the Lacha by Issa Blua, what's the Lacha? Does it not go out? Come on, Ramon, the Ramon says, this whole time Lacha by Issa Blua by Kalkish does not go out, is Dafkin case of Eichel to Eichel. But let's say it's a Kli that's Blaya Isser, the Loch is will go out. It will go out. The Loch will go out. Come on with Taz and Shach to explain why. The whole reason it will not go out is because by Eichel has its own pleatus. Therefore, its own pleatus will go out, not its blur that's inside. Mashenkin, the Kli does not have its own pleatus. Therefore, for that reason, even though it's the blur, even though it's Kochel Shlomais, it will go out. Now, how much will go out? How much? So the Shach, if it's he has really three cases over here. It's a blue of Kachosh, blue of Shaman, and Retivus Ksas. Says if it's Kachosh, it'll only go out a case of Klipo. The third time in a case of Klipo by the case of Tzli. If it's Shaman, he ends up Sorachin Ledinoi. The Peskachuva brings down from the Rebbe Yehuda. It says the Magavam and Hilchos Pesach, it's very clear. The Loch is in my Shaman, the Loch is Dafke Klipo, not more than a case of Klipo. And therefore, we're not going to follow the Savag and the Shach when you have a Vade of the Magavam. Again, we're looking at Hilchos Pesach, and the Shavuot says, not that clear, we have a Forsh Magavam. That's what says the whole apocalypse on the page by us. And then we do this, the Huda says, we have a Forsh Magavam to be Mekel, Kesek Klima, when it is a blur. That means very simple. You have to put your chal on top of your pot. Your pot's cooking fleshiks inside. The lid of your pot is blaying fleshiks. What's the loch of your chal is on top of it? There's a bleed inside your lid. Does it go to your chal? It goes there. It's an Issa blur, or even a Heta blur, and makes your chal is fleshiks. Poshim makes your chal is fleshiks. Again, it's Mamsha loch, Forsh Ramah. The loch is how much the shach that goes inside the klipa. More than the klipa not. If the blua is your mamashi chul that's shamin, what's the locha? Again, the locha is according to the shach tzarachim l'dinoi. But Kamal Pesach Chuban says, Maisa, we have a mug of rob that says the loch is klipa. That means to use the chal of a fleshiks, the whole klipa kid, more than the klipa, the maisa be motor. That's before Shri Amor shach, the place come over here. That's one case, the gate to klipa. The second case, what about the other way around? You have it's the blua that the klipa's on top of it. What's the loch in that case? It speaks out the Taz. That's the same thing like Eichel. If it's an Issa Kachosh, it will not go out. If it's an Issa Shamin, the Maisa will go out. Like any Issa Blua. Now, on this case, there's an interesting shach that brings down the Yam Shlomo. The Yam Shlomo says, let's say you have a case over here. You have Oreis, you have rice. That's Blua Cholov inside. Mamash Cholov. Take your spoon, that's Fleishiks, and you mix it. Boiling hot. So you have a blia inside your spoon that's fleishiks, and a blia of rice that's milchiks. What's halacha? Says Yom Shlomo, the spoon will ask the oyes, it's please possible chalav if the spoon's ben yomai, and the oyes will ask the spoon over here, will ask the one to another. Now, if you think about it, the words make no sense. The bli of the spoon, does it go into your oyes? Yeah, we're saying bli is go inside your food. So that's the oyes possible chalav. The bli is in the oyes, does it go inside your spoon? Bli is a chalav. Chalav is kachosh. So why in the world is he asking the spoon for? Read the shach slowly. Shach read the Yom Shushlaim. It says the bleeds of the oiris goes inside your spoon, asks your spoon. Why is that so? Makes no sense. So the chernim all is kasha based me pim gadam. Said pim gadam a pelvic idea. When it says oiris that has belay and cholov, shugin loshen nachat doesn't really mean that. It means, you know, you have rice with milk inside belaya. Means a porridge over here that has also some ben of rice over there. Some ben. Then we're asking the spoon over here. But he has to say how far the bottom is kasha. That means the oiris is the only belaya cholov. Means what oiris has inside of a cholov, whether it's being belaya or milk around it. That's the case over here. The third case of kli is the study of kli the kli. Very important klal. I get this child come out every once a week. That the loch is kli the kli. The loch is the cholov, but the evidence does not go one to another. That means you have flesh kapat touching your milk kapat. When there's no liquid in between, the mice that's mutter. If there's a little bit of liquid in between, that's a little bit of mabuch among the achoinen. We have to be very careful about it. But if there's no liquid, clearly, clearly does not go one to another. Now it comes out that we're saying the locha a little bit of retivas might mean something. Go back to the case when you have a kli that's belayo iser, or yichal that goes on top of it. The whole locha we're saying dafka klipo is a case when it's dry, totally dry. But let's say it's retivas kzas, a little bit wet. Then come along the shach and says the locha is whether it's kochosh or shomay will not make a difference. The locha is since enu lebekim, the locha is shishim. That means again, we have a case of a pot cover that's belay inside basar. What's halacha? If it's kachush, klipa. If it's shomein, we also pass in klipa. If it's tivis ksas, whether it's kachush or shomein, in the bikim, the halacha will be the get of shishim. That means you chal the top of your cover, your pot, really depends. If there's liquid there, the halacha will be shishim. If there's no liquid there, then the halacha will be the case of klipa. Sivches. It's just the maskan of the sugya by the case of tzli. The Gemara again had a kashu of a stira. The Gemara says one man yomar of when it says the loch is when you do gdi, you roast together with a tzchal boy. The loch is that it's asta filim rosh osnoi. Biyechin says the loch is ad shemigil a gid. The loch is because of aicha ad shemigil a chel the tzchal boy. The Gemara has three different tzurim. The third teretz is yeshel chalik whether it's a kuli it's kidneys with its tzchal boy then maaseh it's mutter. Why is the mutter? Rabbi Tosfos explains because you have a krum masik. You have a membrane separating it. The other coming the mechaber and says the loch lemaisa. You have a kidneys with membrane over here. The loch is only a case of klipa. This is the fourth time in the case of klipa over here because the kumah is being mastic. The mice there Ramos says those are asa v'chenoy ve'in l'shanis. Point down Moshe Shuvah says it means only roy lahachmer. And therefore the loch is like all of the cases, not to mechalik one verse and other. Maisa, what's the svar to be machmer by the case of the kuli over here? The two reasons coming with Hazan Shach bring down both reasons. One reason to want taina, because you're saying the kum is mafsik. Maybe it opened up. You have to go check. Maybe Echlami was not mafsik. The second reason is, the Gemara have three tuotsim over here. The second teretz is, the loch is the kum is being mafsik. However, the other tuotsim, the bring down the Goshai do, wants to say they argue with the first with this teretz over here. Therefore, who says the maskon we pass on this teretz? Therefore, for these two reasons coming with Hazan Shach, that's what the Gemara says, Chenoigim Me'in L'shanis. The mother for his mamshik and says, therefore you cook it together. Not only the loch is you need shishim versus the iser, but even against the whole entire kulya, you also need shishim inside the sugim chanan. That means the mother holds chanan by shari sum. You need shishim versus the whole entire thing. Explain the taz and shach why. And the mice cooks it all together at the same time. Why? Could we not now know, I think everyone knows, but you say chanan by the thing itself that's dovik to it, the iser dovik, you say chanan first to that, and then we need shishim versus everything over here. Just to speak out a couple of cases. Just the end of the case of tzli. One shiloh. Guy comes in the airplane, and when you come in the airplane, usually you get food that's double wrapped. Now, if you ever realize the airplane, let's say you fly on TWA, is it still around? I'm not sure. Fine. Or Continental, still around? No? So what's around? JetBlue?
American United.
So this is whatever's around. So you fly in them, mice and shiloh. How in the world do you ever get your kosher food that's heated up together with your tray food at the same time? I don't get involved because kosher, not kosher, I don't know. But I'm taking DACA, all the airlines, you have mamash has to heat up at the same time with your food. What's the answer? Why can you do that? How can you have food heat up in the oven boiling hot with chazak. So you ever realize there's always a double covering over there. Two coverings. Therefore, even though the zayon, the steam from the chazak hits the outside covering, it touches the sex covering, it's clearly clean. What's the lach of clearly clean? It cannot go down the right. There's nothing in between. It's clearly clean. The mice is mutter. Now, there is a mavuch among the achrenim. Can you do the clearly clean the chadchilo or not? But Moshe says you can do it even the chadchilo. Others want to argue. But Berkowitz, the mice, he says the reason why Michael Airlines, he's machmal the chadchilo, not like your Moshe. He says the airlines definitely get it with the oven. No other option to go cook it. Where do you get it up? Therefore, he says that's why the place can say, Avadri hol alokh mice. The question is clearly clean. This halacha for Ramah brings that shopping now for Ramah in Tzadik Beis. Is it din l'chadchilo or b'diavad? Can you l'chadchilo take your flesh kebab, milk kebab, and touch each other with a boiling hot?
They bring a sandwich.
What?
Bring a sandwich.
Can you do that l'chadchilo? The double wrap, they have a wrap, and there's chazer there. And it hits it.
Huh?
The chazer, all the zayin is teeming with the chazer, or food might even spill on it. You know what goes on over there. There's no hashkoch over there. There's mamash chazer, there's treif inside, there's pork. What happened over here? Not zechazet, but vasachazet. Heat it up. Why? The site is clearly clean. They're coming from this, the aloha, the shach, and the amal, clearly clean. That's the site after. Therefore, someone was telling me last week, that let's say you get a package that's open. They cut open, it was split, it was cracked. Now, do you have the heter anymore? That the zeh went through, or anything dropped through. If you get a package from the airline that is not clearly clean, then what happens? The blia will go inside the top covering. What will happen? What's the food underneath? If the food's touching it, that's mamash their own. If it's an issa blua, where there's kachash shamal, ask it a klipa. If it's a case of retivus ksas on the inside, we'll even ask the shishim. That means you have to be very careful on the airline. That's why I haven't flown in 12 years. That's why you have to be very careful on the airline to make sure when you get a package, it's either double wrapped, otherwise you have a bayah mamash a sugya of treifus. Mamash treifus over here. One
kibbutz. So it's what happened. Most of them have a covering on the outside. Then they'll have those in small like containers with covers. Small like
that. So those things, no, that's not hidup. That's not hidup. That's not hidup. That's not the tray. Right. So usually the hidup thing has to be kibbutz clean. Now, negate heating up challahs, that's what you want to do on Shabbos. What's the eitzah? Negate the heating up challahs, you do not want to make them fleishiks. What's the eitzah? This is very simple, they say. To put up challah on top of your chulent that's belaya inside the chulent to cover fleishiks, you can't do it's a blow going inside. Put silverfoil there. Then what happens is it will go from the cover of your pot to your silverfoil. It's clean. If it's dry over there, it cannot go inside the silverfoil. Now your challah is on top of the silverfoil, the mice challah is a powerful.
Is this a
if you go like a Moshe 100%. Moshe 100%. If you did it already, also the motor. You want to be machmir, someone say do two kelim over there. The Baal HaShulchan says even two kelim don't work. Someone say two kelim do work, it'll be a little safer. Moshe is holding this mark, especially in the case of heter. Especially if it's a glass cover, even better. Usually the crack pot's a glass cover, who says it even goes out. Now, you have to realize, let's say your crack pot does not work correctly, there's some steam coming out, if it makes some liquid over here and it goes onto your silverfoil, then your silverfoil is fly shakes. Then there's a blaze inside the silverfoil, and that will go inside the challahs. You have to make sure your cover is not letting any steam or any zeya come out to put inside now the silverfoil fleishiks. Now, the loch we're saying by tzli is the loch by kochish is the case of metila, by shishim, shama is the case of shishim. Just speak out of the four cases of klipa. We had four cases of klipa. Number one, we had a case of cheese, hot cheese, of kivek is the case of klipa. The second case, we had machabat sevov, tatog govar, it's a case of klipa. A third case in Sukkot and Ches, the shopping is down when you have a Issa Balu over here. It's a case of Klipo. And the case of Kuli is the fourth case, a case of Klipo. Those are four cases of Klipo. Again, by sleep. Four cases of Klipo by sleep. The five cases that the Bnei Ashnas are Bakiyim by now, I don't know what the case we were Baki for. So we had one case already in Sif Aleph by the case of Kovash, the shopping is down with Bakiyim. We have a case by us, by Issa Blua, the Shach says the Meister were Baki. By the case of Vada Kochush, says Ramal, the Meister were Baki, says the Shach only mitzvah minik by the Rabban, not by the case of the Raisas. By Srach Shamnus, by Issa the Raiso, Kivega has a tzad to say the Meister are a Baki. And in the case of Issa being Mefata the Heter, Kivega, when he's clothed him also, he has two questions over there. There's one case by Srach Shamnus, by the case of Tzli. is another case when the istim mifat the heter, not those who are machin by tzli. Let's say by tzli, when the iser is only srachshamness, maybe you can also be mekel. Why you machlekes if there is any such thing as heter mifat the iser? The Taz says no such thing; it's all made up. Mechabel ma'is wants to be machmer. So he declares maybe b'shem the prima godim when iser mifat the heter by the case where it's only srachshamness, maybe it can be mekel. Even not those who want to be machmer, maybe in that case nichol get a big vaday baki. I mean, you have five cases by tzli, five cases so far where the person can be vade boki. My Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, the case of Melicha, just realize that by now, I always start from the sugyas. We start beginning this man four blocks, so they go through Kuf. Myself, if you realize, we went through the whole man these four blocks. But his man was coming up. It's tonight now to go through the four blocks with Rishon well, understand it well. I think by now, I think you really will appreciate what's going on. Whether it's the column of Shishim and Kuf, the Gemara Tzadik Zayin, whether it's the Sugya Kefela, Sugya Tzadik Ches, whether it's the Sugya Daf Kuf, or Tzadik Tes, the Sugya Afil Be'evle Batul, Beri Yechlevel Eschabed, those ideas over here are mamash these four blocked. To get these simonim over here, and we're going to have a test anyway in a couple of months on these simon again, all over again. It's Kedai Du Chazara, over again, clear. It's, I think you'll enjoy it now. I think the first week or two when we learned these first four blocked, it was very friend of the Sugyas, and the concept didn't really enter. I think now you see it very clear. The Rishon makes a lot of sense. The page makes a lot of sense. Kedai to do chazara. Slavon.